Norlite's been an old issue. Norlite's been something that I've actually engaged with the communities up in Latham to say, hey, when they were cooking shale and stuff up in that area with the smokestacks up there, says, hey, you know, one of the releases from this stuff is mercury gas. And this is a profound neurotoxin. And you say, hey, folks, you know, you understand what's coming out of the smokestack. And this was in the wake of us finding out what's coming out of the Answers incinerator. But everybody in that section or the prevailing winds from Norlite are, you know, they're upper middle class and upper income families. And they just figured the fact that they live in, you know, modern split level homes, that because their neighborhoods are green and look clean, that they were somehow immune to the toxins that are coming out of Norlite. And it's said that it's taken over decades for them to realize that their health is at serious risk. And Norlite has been a festering concern and cancer and blight upon that section of Albany County. And, you know, and it will continue to be so until, you know, some aggressive, serious action that factors in the impact of those regulated polluting gases upon human health. And until that's elevated as the centermost argument, you're not going to see serious action taken. You know, remember, Dr. Stone, you know, went after Lafarge by just testing the blood of some of the children, which in the Ravenna Selkirk area, and the cooking of the cement and the impact on human health there, you know, pretty much that was the end of his career. And even when Harvard offered to step in to do human health blood studies to see what the impact of these neurotoxins would be on the local population, the state health department pretty much stopped the study and declared that any action by an outside entity would be illegal. So it seemed that more help went to allow for a polluted facility, or what they call a regulated facility, to, you know, to continue to operate within legal regulations, but regulations that still destroy human health, to this day is still allowed to operate. So the answer is, you know, is not just at the local level, but at, you know, looking at our state Senate and assembly, as well as a governor, to take these things and elevate these policies to the point where human health is elevated over the profits of these private sector companies.
Well, the EPA recently released a notice fining Norlite $150,000 for
chump change
for violating the terms of its permit for a number of years. And they say that the emissions, they exceeded the maximum gas exit temperature, which is necessary to control emissions of dioxins and furans, and also the parameters for the operation of the scrubber, which controls for emissions of hydrogen chloride, chlorine gas, right, and particulate matter.
But here's the thing. They're actually talking about a COVID exemption for polluting facilities like that right now under Trump's EPA. When people say the EPA, they speak of it as an institutional monolith without recognizing who's running it. And if the current administration that's running it means that it was not good in the first place because of politics, it's absolutely worse now. And the issue is that, you know, it's not so much that you flag them and fine them. The fines are just nothing more than the cost of doing business. So if you're only getting a $150,000 fine, but you're making a few hundred million dollars in profits, then it's a fine that you're willing to pay. And companies have recognized, and part of the ugly game is that we think that we have agencies out there that are protecting human health. No, the fines are inadequate, but also the enforcement powers are inadequate, because county health commissioners or state health commissioners can't go in and just unilaterally shut these facilities down. And, you know, and what needs to be reformed is that they need to have full liability. It needs to be tort reform to allow for people and property damaged and impacted by this should be able to sue them, you know, for the maximum amount possible allowable under the law. But that, again, has to be coming from the people to get those laws on the books so that these companies can be truly held accountable and liable. As long as it's still profitable for them to pollute, and by polluting, kill people and damage the environment, they are, the fact that they got slapped on the hand with a feather of enforcement still will not deter them from continually engaging and aberrant behavior that results in putting human health and the environment at risk.
So you successfully created a coalition that shut down the Energy Answers Plan in Albany after many years. Mm-hmm. What would you advise the folks organizing around Norlite to do?
Well, that's the most important activism is grassroots activism. When your democracy fails you and does not result in the regulation and policies that you need, that you have black letter laws written so that they're protective of your health, and not just your health in your backyard. And this is a thing that communities just don't get. The NIMBY style of just only if it happens to me, then it's real, and thinking, you know, has to become universal. You know, that whole segment of the area, you know, of Albany County that's now facing that plant, you know, they've been facing it for years. But they also saw us facing and battling the Answers incinerator. And, the thing is that they're going to have to realize that they're going to have to expand your democracy, expand your inclusion, and educate not only themselves and their community, but their legislators on, you know, the price of poor public policy that results in zoning and permits that allows a facility like Norlite to operate. They have to not just be against Norlite or what's in their backyard. They have to be against all regulated facilities like that put human health and the environment at risk. And the most important thing is what we have that's a critical part of our democracy, which is organize, register to vote, find out all the politicians that represent that area and that region, and get them on the public record. And they have a chance every November and every primary season, whether it's in spring or summer, to elect and vote out those who are supporting that facility until you get the democracy that you need. But democracy is not a passive sport where you just file a complaint. You have to be engaged. And one of the things that an environmental justice community had to do, we had to basically deal with our failed democracy that resulted in politicians who wrote rules that allow situations like Norlite to exist. And if you can't find a politician to support them, by God, in the words of Bernie Sanders, run for office yourself. You know, don't be afraid. Just because, you know, they own your existing politicians or your existing county party, then take it over. You know, the grassroots part of America is that we approach things like we're shopping at a shopping mall. Our democracy is not like shopping. You know, our democracy is very entrepreneurial, and it's very much about you being engaged and owning your product and being stewards of your product and protecting and defending your product. You just can't say, well, once we got a law, then we can go get, we can all go sit down. Well, guess what? Just like you saw with Donald Trump following in the wake of Barack Obama, another elected politician by the other side comes in and he rips everything up. So you have to not only fight and gain these offices and to rewrite these regulations and policies, you must also fight and sustain it as well. So vigilance on top of change is going to be very, very critical to any grassroots organizing. That has to be done. There's no option. There's no option. There's no cavalry coming in because you placed a call that the EPA is going to come and ride to your safety. The EPA right now is controlled by a White House that's put in a corporate lobbyist, a coal lobbyist that's run the EPA, who believes that pollution is fine because it's a private property right of a polluter to pollute.